Welcome to the Prison and Sober podcast with your hosts, Sam Goldfinch and Ellie Crowe. If you want to make your life bigger, not smaller, then this is the podcast for you. If you can sense that you're destined for more and you're curious about how drinking could be holding you back, listen in and come on this journey with us. Through the interplay of mind and body practices, we will help you elevate your daily life and discover the wonder and potential of going alcohol free. Let's make life bigger together. Well, you lovely people, this week we've got a really fun episode actually that's come in from one of our members, present and sober members, who have requested a podcast, and they basically asked us, how did you guys meet? And you know what, it was a really, really fun podcast actually to kind of reminisce on what has happened over the course of the past few years and all that kind of stuff. And we had a lot of fun recording it. So that's it, really. Little plug for the membership for those of you who haven't come in, that you can come and get these podcasts tailor-made for you. You literally just pop your request in on a form and it makes our way through to us, and we'll make your podcast. Basically, we'll spend some time riffing on your question or whatever it is you're curious to know, and anything goes. It doesn't have to be alcohol related, it could be absolutely anything. So if you're interested, take a look in the show notes, go hit the link and have a look at the membership, and there's a bunch of other stuff in there as well, including a very cool live event each month. Right, team, huge love. Catch on the podcast.
A big cheese.
Yeah, I fucking love cheese.
Wait, hang on, what's your favorite cheese? Oh. Don't take too long over this, just, you know, whatever comes up first.
I don't even know how to start. I love all cheese. Well, I mean it's not uncommon right now. I've got like four different types of cheese in the fridge, so
look at you. This is a couple of years back. I went to the Wensleydale Cheese Factory and it was awesome because I got to meet Mr. Wallace.
Did you meet Wensley?
No, I met Mr. Wallace from Wallace and Gromit. Yeah. And there's a picture of me on my social and I actually look like him because I'm going, we've got the exact same smile as Mr. Wallace.
Epic. I don't know if our American friends will know Wallace and Gromit. Maybe they will. Maybe Wallace and Gromit cracked.
Have crossed the pond. Yeah.
I don't know. If not, go check
it out. America.
It's brilliant.
So I do like Wensleydale.
Mm. Yeah.
And a camembert.
I've got to be honest, it's not my favourite. I do like, I'm a big fan of nice brie, big fan of cheddar, big fan of all different types of blue cheeses, big fan of goat's cheese. I like shit cheese too, though. I don't give a shit. I just like cheese.
Mm. So there we go.
So we're going to have some cheese in today's episode.
And we're going to have more fun facts about Sam and me.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
It's all about us today.
We're answering a question from my membership, Ellie Crowe.
Are we? Oh, are we? As if, like, I don't know it's happening.
Yeah. I did tell you. Someone reached out and said they'd love to know how we met. I don't know if we've spoken about that. We have spoken about it, but I don't know if we've shared that on the, because we're way back at the beginning where we weren't very good at this. We did your story and my story, but I don't know if we've really spoken about how we
cringe. Yeah, each other. My answer to that nearly was I was about to say Grindr, but I don't know that that's I don't even know what these dating apps are.
You don't know what Grindr is.
Grindr for if you're LGBT, hang on a minute, I've stumbled right over that, LGBTQ
plus. Yeah, I believe so.
Right, so it wouldn't have been Grindr.
We didn't meet on Grindr, no.
What's the other one?
Are you trying to remember how
Bumble,
we met?
Isn't there?
Dating apps.
What's that other one called? Somebody told me it was very good. They're trying to persuade me to get online dating.
Tinder's the big
Hinge.
One. Oh, Hinge. Well, Hinge is the one, I think, where, I can't remember if it's Hinge or Bumble, where the lady has to, like, reach out something like that. I don't know. I've never been on a dating app because through luck I've just kind of met real people in the real, but not that they're not real people on dating apps, you know what I mean, but met in real life. We definitely did. We met via a training course. Definitely not fucking Grindr. That's great.
I thought it'd be funny to just throw that in there. No, we didn't meet on Grindr or another dating app. It was with our good friend Jolene Park.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And there's an episode back in the day from, so Jolene, if you don't know her, she's
Jolene. Oh, no, quick, they'll get us, they'll get us for copyright again.
Especially because it just sounds so,
yeah, those YouTube AI things will be crawling over it and they'll go, get rid of it.
So Jolene is a functional nutritionist.
Functioning human.
Stumbling over everything today. Functional nutritionist and TEDx speaker. And we can link her TEDx talk, can't we? She did a very famous TED talk about grey area drinking many years ago now. And so we both went to train with Jolene. So I'd already trained with Annie and had found Jolene through Annie and was just totally taken with how she talked about neurotransmitters and very much into somatic work, the body. And for me, it felt like that was the missing piece. So I'd done a lot of work on the cognitive side of things, belief systems, thinking, but there was this other element that was missing, and that's why I wanted to go and spend some time with Jolene.
That was great. Well done. Check that out.
So I signed up with her and then was put into this little cohort with some other folks, and Mr. Sam was there.
Yeah. So for me, I was
thrown together.
We were. I'd set up Sober Rebellion, and I was coaching and doing a lot of stuff through my Instagram page and things like that. And then I hadn't yet trained with This Naked Mind. I'd done a bunch of life coaching certificates and things like that, but I wasn't sure at the beginning of my journey. I wasn't sure if I wanted to work in the alcohol space, because at the time I was like, oh, maybe that's kind of a chapter of my life where I've kind of closed the door and now I'm going to move on from that. And so there was a part of me that was sort of like, as I do a lot of my stuff now, I wanted to work like in the spiritual, in air quotes, space, right? But actually, I think the universe had other ideas, because I started talking about my story with alcohol, and then suddenly people started being like, oh, that's inspiring, I love it. So I was blogging and that kind of thing. And so I was like, I wonder where I'm going to train. And I stumbled across Jolene's stuff, having a good old Google, having a good look on the internet. And, you know, for me, I was always interested in yoga and body work and breath work and all that kind of stuff. And I know that we touched that kind of stuff on Jolene's training. And yeah, it's funny, you know, because I remember we joined that group. I don't know how many people there were. There was like, I think there were two classes of six people or something. And I remember for whatever reason, we ended up being on a call together and, you know, people were sharing and whatever. And at the end of that call, I walked into the lounge and I said to Robin, there's a lady on that program who's really funny. I reckon we need to do some kind of collaboration.
Oh, but by the way, hang on, was that like funny in like humorous way or funny as in
No,
weird?
totally weird. Just like, just not right. No, it was like, she's funny. I was like, I just had I can remember saying to Robin, I've got a feeling that we need to create something together or do some kind of collaboration. And I think it was probably only a week or two after that where I pinged her a message and said, do you want to do a podcast? I think is how it went.
Sam tried to slide into my DMs.
Yeah, I just did it. I didn't wait for you to reach out. None of this Hinge bollocks. But I think that's what happened. And you were like, you know, you'd had some other stuff going on and you were like, yeah, cool, awesome. I think this could be really good. I'd like to do that as well. And we just fucking made it up, didn't we? We were like, yeah, okay, well, how does one do that? In fact, you know what? I had briefly during lockdown, I think, God, time is so weird over the course of the last 5 years. My brain melts when I try and put things in order. I had made a few podcasts with a friend of mine and had really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Just like five or six episodes, and had really enjoyed it and learned a little bit about it and had bought a microphone and stuff. So I was like, I was all in. I kind of knew that I really wanted to do something with this medium. And you just turned up at the right time.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it, how the universe orchestrates stuff? Because I when going through the training with Annie, one of the things that she said to us was, you need to determine what your medium is.
Yeah.
And for me, without any kind of thought, it was it was speaking in some form. And so
I mean,
it made...
Never shut up.
Yeah, never shut up. It made total sense that it would be a podcast.
Yeah, me too.
So I knew that I wanted to do it. I just didn't know how I was going to do it. And so, yeah, it made total sense. And I remember you saying, I've got a name for it. I've got a name for it, because it was the bringing together of.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So my business, I was about to say was, it still is Pump Up the Present, as in like, if you were born around the 80s, you'll remember Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam.
And so my focus with my business was all, and still is very much about living in the present moment. And so the name was a bit kind of tongue in cheek and giving a nod back to that era, but it's all about presencing. And so the coming together of Pump Up the Present and Sober Rebellion made sense to then be present and sober. And
I remember I was like, cause I think a lot of people think we probably came up with that in isolation, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
The fact that those two things collided. And then I remember us going and looking and being like, holy fuck, you could actually get that. We could get the website and everything. I was like, oh, it's literally meant to be. And yeah, it's kind of, and kind of didn't realize that how powerful of a kind of name and coming together that was. Actually, it was very cool. We had no idea. I mean, we have like wrote down on here on my piece of paper of my 9-word plan for this podcast today. Not that we needed one, was take a chance. Like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, we had absolutely no idea. I can remember we, you know, started putting things together, started having conversations, and we were like, let's see what happens. Maybe a few people will listen to this. And, you know, people started listening straight away and telling people about it and all that kind of stuff. And we were the most surprised people of anybody, I think. And I listened back to those earlier. Do you remember when we did that? We did that like celebration episode a couple of Christmases ago and listened back to the beginning.
It's like, I can still hear myself listening back to it going, awful.
Yeah. But that's it. We're not good at stuff when we first do stuff. We had a lot of that creative stuff going on, that connection to kind of universal mind, the creative source that's behind all of us, but we didn't have so much of the skill of podcasting yet. But then over time, what happened was perhaps the skill and like knowing how to kind of communicate and all that kind of stuff, and just learning a bit about, you know, creating conversations and everything, that kind of came in concert with that creative element. And then those two things kind of work out. So at the beginning, what we often have is a whole bunch of enthusiasm and creativity and just that knowing that it's the right thing to do. And we just don't have all the competence and the skills yet, but they're secondary. They're going to come. Like, it doesn't matter. Who gives a fuck? Like, it's funny to listen back to how bad Ellie was and how good I was on episode one.
I remember us being, you know, kind of wrapped up about the audio and... Mm. You know, and actually, I remember you saying to me that people had got in touch to talk about how good the production of the podcast was, and they were asking for about the editing and all of this, and they're like, shit, we don't edit anything. So,
well, hang on a minute. I mean, I am doing some stuff. Thank you very much.
Doing some stuff.
It was surprisingly little editing required of our conversations, actually.
But I think like that. The connection and the creativity, all of that is fundamental, because you can have as much skill as you like, but and competency in production of a podcast, but what's the substance of it?
Soul.
So that for me feels like of paramount importance. And I think people will forgive an awful lot. You know, and actually all the things that we worried about, sound quality and all of that, it was bloody good anyway. So,
well, we put a lot of time and effort into looking at how to, you know, what to do when you don't know what you're doing, kind of thing. And now, you know, we do know what we're up to, in one sense, in terms of, you know, all editing and that kind of shit and all those kinds of things. But I know a hell of a lot more now than I do 145 episodes in than I did on day one, right? It was just kind of... But it's amazing what you can do. Like, we're in a world now where if you do have something that you want to create, and if, And I'd say co-creating is wonderful. Like, I really like creating stuff myself as well. It has a very different feel. But there's something really wonderful about collaborations and projects with a friend, because you just bounce ideas off each other and you get the opportunity to take the mickey out of each other. And it's good fun. So, and it doesn't have to be with any particular goal or, you know, whatever behind it at the end of the day, does it? Like, when I started recording that podcast with my friend in lockdown, it was just because we were like, let's have a chat. Like, let's see what happens. Let's see if we enjoy this. So yeah, that's how we met. And the rest is history.
I'm wondering what on earth I'd said that made you think that I was funny.
Well, no, I cannot remember, but I do remember thinking to myself, I have a feeling that I just knew we had to make something together. That's the only way I can put it, mate. And it's very rare that it's happened to me in my life that I've sort of had a feeling that strong in the moment where I've gone,
wow.
I literally remember walking to Robin. She remembers as well. And I said, like, I've got to make something with this. I just got a feeling that if we create something together, it's going to help people. I think it's going to be. And there were things about that we didn't know at the time. Like, there aren't that many kind of men, women podcasts. It tends to be either very kind of like men or women. Like, it's not so blended. There's not, you know, and all this kind of stuff, there's not that many. There's a lot of there's kind of a lot of voices out there that are looking in the kind of more traditional ways of stopping drinking, but we've got our backgrounds in our interest in spirituality and yoga and everything that we bring to. I don't know, I can't, it wasn't logical, right? It was a gut feeling. So
no, it definitely wasn't logical, because I remember you whipping your didgeridoo out with Jolene, and I remember thinking, "Oh, bloody hell, who's this guy?"
I didn't play it. I did show it off though. I didn't have a cosmic badger back then.
It's a whippy didgeridoo out.
I remember everybody going, "Would you play that one day?" And me being like, "Yeah, yeah, I'll do that," and in my head thinking, "Probably not," but. When I met Robin at a summer school, nigh on 6 years ago now. And one of the first, like, I performed a didgeridoo concert at the end of that with my mate, my good friend Ross, who I fucking love, who did like throat singing, like that stuff, like Mongolian throat. And he fucking did that. And I played the didge. And look,
that Robin's deaf, isn't it?
It works. If you want success on Grindr, mate, you need to learn.
I'm not going on Grindr, and I'm not going on Hinge either, much to my friend's dismay, who want to put me onto Hinge because it would probably be very entertaining for them. No. I like the more traditional
methods. There's still a real world
methods.
Out there, you know. There's a still world. Exactly. There are, you know, places where you can meet people. Like, I'm sure, like, pottery class or whatever, you know.
I don't think that gives me visions of ghost. Remember that? Or he's too young for Ghost. Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
He puts his arms around her.
Yeah.
Making the pottery, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that either.
Is there any, I don't think, and then I decided, I can remember we did that, and then I decided to train with This Naked Mind at that point. And we obviously then spent a bit more time together and, you know, our kind, yeah, like, and so that, yeah. Is, yeah, that was it.
And what just came to mind there was when we did, I don't think you'd qualified with Annie for that long, and we presented to her on the podcast. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we, podcast was doing really fucking well, thank you very much. And so we were kind of shouting about what we were doing and our plans, and that was just, that was an amazing point in time. As it was just like this recognition of where we'd come from with it in quite a short space of time.
Yeah, there was a very special, I don't know what January that was. You'll know, because you're much better at dates than me, I think. What would that have been?
21 or 22.
Whenever it was. You know, we had some groups running and some work, and we were, and just some wonderful stuff going on. But a bit more time at that. So we just kind of, and the podcast just kind of started reaching a lot more people at that point, which was lovely. And I think many people have stayed with us, which is really cool. And yeah, maybe a nice way to wrap this up is just to say, you know, we've got some really exciting plans for this year coming up to spice things up. And we're really planning on doubling down and getting more stuff out onto YouTube and all these different things. It's, you know, we've been in a holding pattern in some ways for some things, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming this year. So yes. if you've been with us since the beginning, thank you for being here. If you've just joined us, thank you for being here. If you're re-listening and haven't listened to us for a year or so, thank you for being here. Just thank you for being here. We had no idea that when we started just taking the piss out of each other and having silly chats, it was going to turn into something that would actually help people. And we're not far off a million downloads now, I think.
It's unbelievable. Cool. Unbelievable. Pretty so cool. Yeah, we appreciate the listens, the shares, the amazing reviews. We're going to have to read some more out soon. Yeah, it's been quite the ride, and there is a heaps more coming. It has been a bit, you know, personally, it's been an interesting 18 months or so for me, and so we're just kind of surfacing, or I feel like I'm surfacing out the other side of that, and so there's plenty to come, and it's kind of exciting to kick it on another level, I think.
Yeah, you bet.
What was that look for?
Just like, yeah, that was me being like, yeah, no, I am. I'm really excited about just everything. I'm just enjoying it all and excited for more. Just grateful that people keep coming and lending us their ear holes, because if they didn't.
And as of recording, we've only met twice, haven't we, in person. Is that right?
I think so. It'll be three times by the time this is aired. So, yeah.
Yeah. On our little plane journey.
That mad, eh? Crazy. The power of Tinder.
Well, yeah, it is, yeah. But it just shows, you know, how, we just wouldn't have met but for Jolene and the internet. It's not like a weird combination. But then also, like, for those of you that are in any of the, you know, so online sober communities and what have you, and particularly if you're early on and you're thinking about, like, God, you know, my in the real friends don't get this, and the source of connection that you can find with other beings online. I mean, God, some of the relationships and the, I mean, like, look at this, like the depth of relationship that we have, having spent a lot of time together online,
hundreds of hours.
Yeah. And then only met in person twice. I mean, it sounds like mad to say it, but that's
crazy,
that's the truth of it. You know, you don't have to be physically close to people to have connection and real depth of connection too.
Non-local, right? True connection is beyond time, space, and matter. It is a fact. It is a spiritual fact. But on that bombshell, I think we should wrap it up.
Okay. Right.
You were like, oh, you were like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to wrap it up. I think that's a nice place to pause. It was a great question, actually. I don't know if we've actually aired that and shared that in the way that we have here. So thank you very much. And yeah, for anyone who wants to come and poke us to record something from the ridiculous to the sublime, come and do so in the membership.
Yeah, we do like the daft questions as well. So
yeah, you bet.
Right.
Huge love.
Better go before Sam gets his bloody didgeridoo out again.
Not happening today. Love you.